I want to gain the consent that the decision concerns the court. May I respect that decision concerns the court so that they have the short end of the decision. I don't know if you have thinking maybe we can open a lock to control the system. But
Thank you, Rabbi Chair. I'm going to start with the quality. In terms of our assessment of what happened, it was by and large as a result of professional costs relating to support to the industry. The public service regulation is a provision for the establishment of advisory bodies for the Ministry of the Public Service Administration, which will comprise not more than 5 people. So two such advisory bodies were established. Overall, I think the total of all the members came from 9. But in addition, and then in addition to that is the issue of the fund complement. That's a number of people were appointed to the establishment. But what in our assessment led to the initial spending patterns was the model of operation. In the sense that there was a lot of challenges involved with the funds, because it was most of the work done in Cape Town. So travel, accommodation, all the kinds of spending contents. We tried to deal with this through normal environment processes and projections immediately. But at the time when certainly my case, I came back to my position in September, which was the end of the second quarter. It was quite late. So we introduced a number of measures. One of them was to drop delegations to some information managers to say that they will see the accounting officer and program managers contain the spending. But by then, because we also made the deadline already in terms of adjusted testing to effect salary decisions, it was not possible to contain. But all we could do was to make sure that it doesn't become worse and exceed what we had in front of us. But that's basically our assessment of what led to the unauthorized expenditure side there. Thanks.
All right, let's come out of it. It's just a very simple and straightforward case. The advisory body for the minister temple, the prescription was 5, but it was 9. And the staff complement in the office of the minister was 16, the minister was 25.
Thank you, James. Here, I think it's, this is quite simple. I'm sure I should share it with you, but to do with this, they've been asked to think the check system. Bottom line, when you set out a budget, that's the beginning of the financial year, but there's a stick to it, possibly by some promise. So the questions that come up are, first of all, what did these advisors do, these extra advisors? And why was there some in this particular year, you know, the requirement for additional advisors, as opposed to years ago? That's a question that was possible by then. What special circumstances existed at that time that required all these extra people? Were there specific circumstances that required their expertise, or was this just an opportunity to employ them? I think we need to be frank about it. Was it just an opportunity to employ people, or was it specific special circumstances? Secondly, in relation to travel, surely you have a schedule set out for the year, and the kind of travel you're going to need to take to do that. And so you should stick within your budget. There's lots of demographers who question what special circumstances existed at that time that necessitate extra travel with that budget. Number two. And then finally, what is the status of the internal water pressure in that time? The internal water to the one to the leaky must be causing the basin, should be monitoring this, to pull it back to him and say, guys, we're going under the budget, chair, we need to slow down, we're going to share our safety track. So those are my three thrusts of my question. Why would they pass a special leaders? Why would travel to my country?
Thank you very much, sir. I think I've got that something as a for the service of the Buddha's office is really simple. But I wonder that this is the service that you know, because that relationship that identifies that is going on. So linked to what Honorable Process has said, this, when the body's comments, did it actually pick up on these things? Was the question of the advisors and what was the response to the advisors of the proposed commission? Because time and time again, it's becoming clear that audit committees are making serious findings, alerting the council authority, and they are not responding positively to those findings. So we want to find the major analysis within the financial year, what was happening in Mass of Mind, and what was the response for them. Secondly, this additional staff was actually budgeted as part of the PP or whatever, but the people were just appointed within was budgeted for follows them that shouldn't be in this situation. And yes, of course, the other education that is in this course, the education to the education which is being introduced here. Let the chair, maybe the things would assist us to separate the cost in control in the obvious in the increase of staff and cost issues of this group of traveling between Cape Town and Victoria. And then finally, why would two advisors be on these operations? Because if I had a query, I had some inquiries in this area that was reported as 5, and so then 2 of them were in the 16 was 9. Why was that? It was important. That's what you got to do. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. Can I understand you that we were, or we are expected to, accounting officer condone your unauthorized basically meaning that we take responsibility at national surface level, or we don't condone it and just back into the episode. Now you've got indicators whether you refuse to watch it. So, Chair, I would have thought that that should be the starting point. Because that's what you're worried about. You don't want to ask us to forgive. Citizens don't forgive them because they didn't do what they needed to do. But he has not said to us whether he really asked in this presentation. And therefore, he hasn't said. And he accepts prejudice. There is nothing more so far. He must just accept that he was part of the Jesus. So all the other Christians say they fall away for the purpose of this meeting. So that's what I want to say first. Peter D is asking for us to go to meet all the Christians by colleagues. Rather, it is acknowledging that they've done something wrong, they're starting with the Jesus. So I then can only say to him that you are under service in South Africa by that. There's no need for any further one. That's how I would do this, and I'm not sure that that would be him. If he accepts that they're starting with a deficit, let's just fight with him for under service in by 8 million and release it. But if he wants us to condone it, then he must have to do this. I believe that's how I understand our work for the day.
Maybe
I might end up sitting on a conversation.
We have looked at the recommendations of the National Treasury. I think ordinarily we would be saying we accept recommendations, we have asked, and we start with the differences. But given the circumstances in which we operate and use that, that is a few at this point, starting with the differences is going to be a challenge for us. And therefore, our appeal is that the unauthorized expenses should be condoned by the committee so that we are forgiven and demonstrate the differences. I think that's the last issue to raise with the committee. This then means that we can deal with this question. That has been asked.
The huge understanding trend that comes with
an end. In fact, the amount that is expected in the, as part of the understanding from this last financial year, by and large, in relation to what's been allocated by the initial remuneration of the commission and the money allocated to them during terms in order to end. Then there was late in the work that was done by the remuneration commission. That one is not passed by this department. So just as a suggestion in terms of both trends. By the issue of understanding the department. But in terms of the issue relating to the advisory board, the public service regulation made provision for establishment of this advisory board. The way it is captured, the chapter 3 of public service talks about the functions of the minister. And it says the minister is responsible for establishing norms and standards, and then it is the area, various areas that the minister is responsible for, is A up to I. So in this particular instance, what the minister decided was to say, to assign all the functions of advice to one panel might not be enough. So there was a split in terms of those functions A to I. So that functions A, B, C, D, H, and I would be done by one advisor panel. And functions E, F, and G, containing the regulations, would be another panel. Now the provision is that each of the panel can have up to 5 members. So which means that if you have 2 panels, then you can have up to 10 members. So it was in terms of the what is contained in the regulation. This has existed before, but it has been a prerogative of various ministers of public service and administration whether or not to put this panel in place. I know that certainly around the time of the late Minister Parayaki, the process had been started, and I think there were about 2 or 3, and that was the prerogative to decide to appoint 2 or 3. But in this case, 9 members were appointed in addition to the 2 special advisors. What necessitated that was, in part, one would say that it's a decision made by the legislative authority in hand is wrong that are going to need advice in this area. But some of the things that the legislative authority was seeing at the time, the major pieces of legislation like the Public Service Amendments, the Public Administration and Management Act, was to get some of the public service legislation. So the huge piece of legislation, very complex, requiring a series of consultations with various stakeholders, and the team was advising the minister on the work that has been done in that area. And as the committee would know, by December 2014, the president had signed that into law, and the field of legislation that's been on the table has been on the table for more than 5 to 7 years, but they were able to advise, working together with the department for that to be put in place. Other work that was happening here was the time when the minister was focusing on, because if you look at the portfolio, she was not only responsible for DPSA. There is DPSA, the National School of Government, there is the Center for Public Service Innovation, there is General Government Employees, Medical Scheme, and then of course from Eastern, the independent body, there is the Public Service Commission. So at the time there was a new focus on the transformation of, at the time it was called Balam, the public administration, which is the management academy, and transforming this into what is known today as National School of Government. So people were assigned to different tasks to look at all these areas by just the example. So today we've got the act in place. Today we talk about the National School of Government and no longer Padama anywhere. And from the motivation that I saw when the decisions were made to appoint these people, that was in the wisdom of the minister, the need that gave rise to the appointment of this people. What necessitated the cover, as I indicated earlier on, the working model in the sense was involved a lot of travel between Cape Town and Pretoria. So ordinarily what we have most of us working from Pretoria and then going from this way to provide support in Durban. And the coming down to Victoria, which is Cape Town, the purpose of but in this case, because the working base for the minister was Cape Town, it involved a lot of travel for the team members, both the staff and the to come to Cape Town, which led to the kind of ending patterns that we see. Internal audit and the audit committee, the very racist issues. When I returned to the department in September, I could see evidence, even in terms of the quarterly report that were submitted, and the meeting that took place in that committee, and so on, from internal audit. These issues were raised. I have an indication as well that at the time when submissions were being made for adjusted estimates, that the issue of there seems to be a problem in the data. But I don't have evidence that there is any action that was taken at the time to arrest the spending. But by September, when we got here, the measures that we introduced to make sure that there is no further deterioration in the spending pattern the way they were, we believe that they have. There is a withdrawal of delegations to make sure that we concentrate them between the accounting officer and the program manager. We believe that this is one of the things that we do, and then the frequent meetings that we have to monitor the spending. The additional plus in terms of our budget, I think we were able to reprioritize in terms of the question that was raised by the Honourable General. We were able to reprioritize, but the problem became in terms of the operating model when a lot of these ups and downs and travel, accommodation and so on was experienced. Obviously, it is linked to the number of people, because if we have fewer people suddenly, then we wouldn't have experienced this kind of challenges. The travel, the separation between the travel, I mean, if you look at the 8.8 million that we are talking about, the fleet that we have is 1.8 million accommodation, 1.7 car and air transport, 3.2.
Yes,
1.8 accommodation, 1.7 car and the number of running off, 3.2 air transport, and then 780,000 road transport. And then 1.2 after 1.2 million transfer for non-people. We can explain that. That's the breakdown. So the overall amount here is not so much in terms of the compensation, but in terms of the operation.
So the 8.8 was not for the fund, it was more the operations. Accommodation, car rental, flight, or transport for not employees. It was not employees for the weekend. The employees on the fund.
Normally to the meetings, which is the user and the various people like these, for example, sometimes the people from the meetings where the particular when you're dealing with the other camp, but there will be people that will be invited for legal sort of advice which is the minister and the solution. And I think we check one thing that I wanted to answer is only what the design of the for the committee to take this on board this and after the expenditure with the funding is that as DJ explained that we intervened around September and make sure that the situation that is unwise and yes. And as we looked, when we closed the books at the end of the financial year, this is what we did with that consultation was that we made sure that we did not overspend the entire books. The only thing that we overspend was the institution within the books, which is program one, which is still an authorized expenditure. At least we managed to make sure that the entire books did not overspend. We sent money to project and research that we were only limited in terms of 8% that could have moved to schools that are not first. So that's also part of the
the
financial aid, yes, the way part of violence that is done within programs as well.
After violence, still process of
8.8.
Without violence, it's just 8.8.
Yes.
Maybe the first get a big down on socialist agenda for many, because to say some provide different some provide that service, unfortunately it makes it very difficult for citizens and who could have the biggest less long and said what services they provide. And a very clear a simple example that will account for the time of about 1%.
Thank you, Chef. Our interest has been between both to what the teaching itself in terms of the limited services and to maintain two or more adversary conditions, depending on whatever situation that the student is facing. But now, as including this money in terms of which amount is related to it. I'm just trying to think in terms of salaries, because salaries are not included. I think we have a lot of time to current survival information. Surely it can affect the budget. So I just wanted to get your clarification.
Thank you. that's equal, and then the cost.
Can't move it much in its house.
So, no, this is Congress and the question that keeps coming back to me, I'm trying to avoid it, is did you claim all the secrets? Or you just wake up and say, no, today we have to go to Cape Town and we need 3 advisory bodies. And where are they paid? Is the 8 million also covering their payment? And is it somewhere? And did you just, my problem is that, check the thing. If anybody can get another person who is not playing, it becomes a problem. Then it means the problem will care year in, year out. It's very important that we emphasize plans for all the companies, because they have strategic plans. If they cannot implement in their first plan, then it's a problem, because they are the ones who are putting those first plans themselves.
Thank you, Chairperson. My question is with regards to the status of the annual financial statements of 2014-15 and that's 13-14. What are the status of your financial statements? I'm asking a question just because the year changed up in terms of your intervention, as you indicated, it's a little bit too late in one financial year. But this is a bigger picture. How do you audit and also your approaches in your financial statements or not?
Then we call it event. I want us to round it up.
And it's a question and I purchase for writing the time. No, I'm going to start it from the background we're given, which is summing up to the 8 points. The 3 points we understand from the air hospital. How many people were voted by involved? How many times? And those class of data which will be able to much sample tonight. And then secondly, on the presentation, page 3, the top paragraph. That's talking to section 1 of the PSMA Act. And then you go to page 8, the first paragraph, you read the two thoroughly and understand them. Then talk to what my colleague has said, to just qualify it. They talk to what my colleague has talked to in terms of training, because unauthorized experiments are in the manner in which paragraph, that first paragraph on page 3, an overspending within the vote. But here, it also talks about the very same overspending that can be avoidable if it's foreseeable. These are all the things we're putting, but they still went into an overspending. So what was the intention? There was no planning. They must read that cover and understand it. Federally, he's telling them there was never planning as to my family and others.
Well, Chair, I'm to a large extent comfortable with what my colleagues are suggesting. And in regular instruction, I say, I must have confidence that. But I thought that it was important to explain, I think, the council very clear that we are not comfortable. The only point that I want to make here is that. And I think it's important for us to say here, because when we take the decision, they won't be here. For the past year, we have said that there's going to be a focus and an emphasis on funding courses. So you overspend, you must be sophisticated funding. Up to now, companies have just not worried about funding. You heard your story, colleagues are saying that there was no planning or there was poor planning, Chendi has said the same thing. I did say in my part of the world, when they did that, they must understand this question. And we will decide that see here about the question. I don't think that I want to worry about the question that we're going to start with. And it's unfortunately,
Thanks, sir. Not to harp on the issue of planning, but I want to make the point that the explanation that the DG gives about, excuse me, bills and everything that they had to be done, depends on those kind of things. How you want to go about finding out the information. And secondly, to approach those boards as well. You go about it, you don't just really plan, but the one question I have to do is my hand that I want to understanding does not justify in any way that the article is such a genuine and therefore compensate us because we understand. In fact, understanding speaks to a failure to deliver. And today the plans that you have to fail is outright to implement. And so we cannot in good faith accept that as a basis of
section 39 of the B of QFA compels housing officer to prepare time for services. Last paragraph of the report, section of the last paragraph was the pertinent question is posed, and that is the only question this committee should be looking at is was this expenditure unforeseeable or unknown? If it wasn't, then we cannot conduct it. So that's the question that needs to be asked. And now, was the minister aware of the fact that this legislation is coming up and will require a lot of work? I would say yes. So proper budgeting wasn't done. It was a matter of not rushing the ball. Suddenly money we needed to do it. Suddenly there wasn't any scrabble. It was not unforeseen, not unavoidable. Therefore, it can't be prevented.
How it is supposed to be. But
would want you to be taken by what kind of pain who's still going to study for months. So like the course that they ask you to study at the end, they're going to do the right thing. I don't know if there's anything you want to say.
Just two things. I think the question was asked was perhaps, although I wish the question at the And then I'll just make one comment aspect.
Thank you, Chef. I think the audit part comes from 2014 and unqualified audit opinion and also unqualified on performance information as well. So there were no competitive of the just strategies by the AG. So in summary, it was the audit opinion and unqualified. It's different from this one because in this case were issues of compliance in terms of the complex issues that were raised by AG. So in the claim audit they said we complied with all rules and regulations. But on 2013, there were on 2014 there were issues of the case they complied with the regulation. My findings on I performed appropriate procedures to obtain evidence for the Department of Public Administration on complied with applicable legislation. And the issue that was raised was on procurement the contract management, so we were compliant. Where it seems like there were 8 leaders and we submitted a declaration that did not declare that they were employed by other groups or connected to any person employed by the group. So that was a non-compliance issue, which means it's not to be taken audit.
The comment I wanted to make is just in terms of for the record that during that particular financial year, I was DG in the department, but from March to until when I came back, I was assigned to the same function. That was the time of the first one I managed in the report. So there was a team of people that I worked with. And during that stage, then there was an age director general. Just to clarify that not like I started to the department for them, but I was there for the real fines for the heroes of March, 11 of October, and then 10 of
October. Okay, our Dennis Chesterton wants to ask more questions because when I thought he was present in the next 2 minutes because of that. So that's why we want to just put some questions.
Well, I think that was, you stop recording the chicken, all the short quarters. We're going to check it. And I had problems with why I
Of the day.
that there was a chief consensus and a healthy relationship between the differences in the time. And with it, the minister had instructed that the conference is unfortunately being listed as one of the events. The HT had a general objection that there is a promotion of the workers in China. And within the family list, the specific minister was to be a passenger. And the minister in his suit from the time determined that this conference be considered as one of those activities to contribute to the alteration to the international. And the DG seems not to have the idea. And in the correspondence ensuing the submission, the DG had noted a number of issues she had raised, amongst which that she found it a bit unusual that the minister would then extract the DG or the Director of Corporate Services to instruct the third unit of mass participation to do this work. And in the ensuing correspondence, it appeared that the DG decided that they were going to recommend this for approval, but seeing that the delegations for the World Cup in Asia, the Chief Minister with the minister went ahead and signed the approval of the submission without the direction of another. And in it, come the time of telling the statement, the DG had instructed the internal body in the resistance to register the expense after the conference as an authorized expense, primarily because she felt that she had not signed for it. In it, the entity picked up from the register of internal bodies and finally declared it as an authorized expense, not on the basis of the findings of the DG, but on the basis of the department itself in the register and the register the charge. And fast forward to when this matter had been catched, I wrote to SOPA to the Director of Papers asking whether they had any of SOPA in this matter. There was an answer coming, and in that time, soon ago, the President, in resolving the dispute between the minister and the DG, decided to sort DG and not to charge anybody, not to hire anybody, decided to sort the decision. And took police as a level to correctional services and for the international response to try and resolve the impasse between the minister and the DG. And subsequent to that, the institution then passed away. The only records we had from where the institution engaged with this matter was when we were being clarified by internal audit and being briefed about what the issues were. And there was an internal memorandum to that effect. But that's all we have on record. What she had intended to do with this. By the time I joined the department, as I indicated, I began in earnest. I addressed this matter because it was now coming from about 4 or 5 years prior, and we needed to be in the books and to get it off the books. Subsequent to this, we wrote to the Director General and the Treasury, and the response from the Treasury was that they are reading on the situation, but this is not really an authorized situation. It doesn't fit the definition of an authorized expenditure in their understanding, and we have correspondence to that extent. And consequent to that, I then wrote to Scott and asked him that this matter be condoned. And as I have indicated, we appeared on the 5th April 2012, and we briefed Scott accordingly, as I have now. And Scott said he would then write up the letter and give us the outcome of his consideration. And since then, there has been a number of correspondences I have sent to Scorpa. Each year, the AG has been getting this message to say, we are doing anything to resolve this. This year, the AG has been discussing this on our management to say that we are not changing this message. It has been coming so many times, I guess, previously, and we did it on the books. And I've indicated to the AG that I wish I had the power to control them and remove it, but I do not have the power. That power should be scored at them. And there isn't any much we can do about it. That's the top of itself. That's the very top of the matter that has given us the recommendation. So this is really where we are with the matter. Thank you.
Thank you. So,
let's
go with that.
Thank you, Jay. Jay, the reporting is also a shared state by
It's confusing because it doesn't tie up with your explanation. Your explanation was that the list of authorized discrimination at the Senate Banking Systems Conference. But page 2 of TOPS is an official review of the part that was charged with this unauthorized expenditure. So the minister also asked if that was an official charge. That's the question. Obviously, it's interesting that this person was only given a verbal warning sanction that authorized 750, just under 750,000 rand worth of expenditure. Quite a nice problem to report. And it wasn't recovered either. Now, it wasn't recovered because of the CTV within the objectives of liberalization for FIFA 22. Can you comment, and I know this is a long time ago, but can you comment on whether or not the motivation is valid? Because if you look a few pages on at the Treasury's, and maybe Treasury should come in next year, Treasury say that they imply that they agree with that, but it's within the scope of this liberalization. So, can Treasury agree with that? And then, I want to ask one last question, keeping all of that in mind. Who was the official? And please take this question seriously. Who was the official? And was the official member of the Central Bank of Business Church? And I raise this because I'm asking an important question. Did an official think this is a fantastic way for me to be the hero of my church and organize an awesome conference in Canada and get paid for by government? And I'll send it on the basis that it's an organization for World Cup. That may be seen as fantastical, but let me tell you, it's entirely, utterly possible. That's the kind of thing that happens, and that's the kind of thing that then gets solved as, oh, this is aligned to the government's objective. So if you're interested to know who the person was, first of all, the problem with anything happens in them at all. Thanks.
The Parliament there must accept the wrong news. The Parliament has set up for the new news. And when Parliament has done it, Parliament must accept the wrong news. We didn't do our work. And up until now, they are trying to come again to beat the Parliament to do this work. And now we want to go back and choose that to try to solve the issue as it is. I think that's a possibility. Without even apologizing to the parliamentary government, we didn't do our work at the right time. Even if it's out for whole, scoffer is scoffer, you must support the time to spend on time. And then we have it. And maybe one of the things we've got to do is here for all this year, we could have made us aware why didn't we do the work in that field. But now we're beginning to see things that are going to be not in terms of our own mandate as parliamentary government, but we think the church must have to start for this, both for the spirit of this meeting. We're trying to settle issues that I think these are part of the discussion with the Honourable Chair there. But let us accept and apologize and condone this thing. The problem is, and then when the rest will say, you did it consciously because you wanted to settle this problem, we will never do that.
I'm going to recommend them also.
No, Chair,
I'm not going to challenge the matter of terminology here, the chair for tax that is 10 years old. I only have one thing which I just want to say. Once we establish as a Christian group so far, and the department and other departments during the course of the relations of the correspondence with the DG former DG in her comment on the basis that the minister is invited to speak and has confirmed the assembly. This does not explain now that this obviously takes over the church confidence. So that's how I chose to in whatever decision we take, the master is just put an invitation does not mean that. I consider that because other correspondence has been expressed on the basis of the limitations, it should not contain any function to the government to be carried in court. It just confirms, but to be fair, I think that it's quite clear in me that, you know, the simple chance of action is
Thanks, sir. Yeah, thanks, sir. You know, make it a fair for you. Sir, I have listened to explanations here, and looking at the answer from that center to the case of the 7th of February, the National Treasury, in fact, concurred that the matter is not part of the license. I then want to say, if National Treasury stands, I want to say, it's a complicated thing as well. And the explanation is that I want to concur with the honorable point that we then just do what we have done. And deal with the matter, we don't have to tell about this, but we tell them when we look at that, we can deal with it. But I want to say, of course, that they stand by what they do. In our own deliberations here, yeah, we can present this matter in case we find them on Tuesday. I think that's the solution.
Basically, we will stand by our suspension of the Shuttles Negative Trial, our presentation of the Shuttles Association, also prepared to decide to which stands that. In fact, we have subsequently also deliberated with the Board of the General on the matter, and I also have contacted with the opponent who agree with our people.
I think the judge is correct.
I thought the department's explanation
indicated that nobody is disputing that this World Cup was an African World Cup and mobilization was necessary. That's not an issue. The letter also indicates, I'm looking at the correspondence, it says there was this conference and we took advantage of the conference to do exactly that, mobilization. So I'm not understanding why it says you need to explain why you think it was not unauthorized or unauthorized. I thought the letter explained it and I put it in the initial presentation itself. Unless somebody is saying what you said is not accurate, then we can dispute it. But if we all agree that it was accurate, we all agree that it was an African World Cup, not a South African World Cup. And we all agree, say, as we indicated earlier on, that it was never a matter of unauthorized expenditure initially anyway. So the mistake of our mistake. I don't think that we should be passing the ball, and it's the last time I've organized to pass this question. But in this case, I have to. I don't think we should be passing the ball to you, to the department. Our message is. And I really want to suggest that that's where we close. I don't want to be into political stuff. This is a political matter. I think it's the worst in the organization. I think we should deal with that best. Because I think it's the place of this evidence for us to reach a conclusion.
And even in those applications, it makes heaven, which I have to ask for. But consequently, because the power in all terms was a welcome, that's common by the ISG of the that's the application of the minister had gained the highest power. And when he is, he did something, those are the therefore, he must have been in the community that couldn't have been. And save for the fact that there was a citizen, the poor position, who wrote out the submission and went on to recommend. On the fact in a question, simply because she had gone on to comment. And this official's name is in context. She has just moved now to another department. But importantly, I do not know, and it was not the basis for me to determine whether she has anything just like the nature of the decision making processes are not checked in the case of their case, except where consequently because the community is in the discussion for private and most. It is not the first time that the partner partners with the chairman of this. It was partnered with me and the leaders just in the country to drive on sport and particularly community sport, considering that most of the tournament as well as the children who are first on the member and the priest in the Chelsea and other and they have been giving such equipment that have been partnering with them right across the world. So it is in the alumni that we partner with the head of the foundation, partnering with them. Does not necessarily mean that it equates us taking over the church now. We simply use it as an organization based and as a base from which we can extend for community participation and community support issues. And equally, in fairness to the employee, because she now has a blemish on her record, one to about that she has been given a win for this. Honestly, in the first September, in fairness to her, and having evaluated everything and having discussed, with the Treasury and the Treasury in a case that this is not U.S. authorized. Because that is within the ambit of the powers I have as a council of this MSPs. I do believe that because I felt that it was wrong for the particular committee to have. It was at the behest of the PC who was detailed because the mess went ahead and the poor official because the PC couldn't deal with the minister. The poor official found himself to be crossed by. It was what I saw at the time as a result of power. And I subsequently drew the rules to be withdrawn, the finding of this inability outcome, which was on record, and to fact that son, to remove the disciplinary records of her on that side, so that she doesn't have to be there with such an issue. So, when we are teaching on the stream, we believe that this thing has been authorized, neither should we have been disciplinary. That's what the reasons couldn't have been unauthorized and couldn't have been.
Of course, we would like to speak from a position of consensus, and certainly my partner and colleague, Cameron Robertson, has a lot of information, and I believe that we will discuss this in depth, and we will find a position that reflects a consensus position from the
what we were supposed to consider as a conference, I think we did this was for the principle that our role was to be looking at that, not to only discuss the issue. I think that if the colleagues are satisfied, the national center still stands at the level of the citizens. I therefore suggest that let's be the correct, the honorable thing. That's really what we want to say. Because unfortunately, there is nothing that we can do. We are accepting or acknowledging the mistakes on our side. And therefore, all of what we are doing is required. That is the mistake. Thank you.
The comments by the GG and the other city in
And he said, this constitutes going to be a future, as this officer are members of this church. There's no request from SDA, SA to SR, whatever. Get all this effort and expenditure is planned based on one. They need to, so I wanted to find out which director general is this or the back of your, the former teaching, or is it not from Shredder? Okay. Is the former official? Thank you. Thank you.
I just want to put on record, I want an impression to be that we need an institute for international society. Yes. Yes, for the delay, but the classification was not our due, because we run the risk now publicly to say 12 hours. We can apologize for the delay, but the classification was not our due. All we are doing is correct. But I think now there's a clear emphasis on the wrongness of the department, which I cannot express just then.